Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's
catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace in the studio tonight. Josh Frazee, who's with Remax by the Lake, Upton Drive in St. Joe. Lots of five-star reviews you can find for Josh, including Denise, who says, I'd recommend Josh in a second. He was able to get me the house I wanted and saved me money to be able to rehab part of the place. I would not have thought that possible. Zena wrote, we were connected with Josh through the luck of the draw on Zillow, and he's absolutely fabulous. Does your wife know this? He listens, only shows you properties that fit your criteria, and provides the kind of understanding that only comes with time. He is extremely professional, and I've told him he is the man in Harbor Country. You have 45 closings in the last year, roughly. 12 properties currently listed for sale. Last time you had 14 listed for sale, and I bet almost all those are gone.
They're gone.
Yeah. Josh's cell phone is 269-757-2769. Email is justlistwithjosh@gmail.com. And the website is www.jfrazee.remax-michigan.com. Welcome back, Josh.
Thank you for having me.
You got your phone with you?
Got my phone waiting for that call saying a baby's coming.
Water broke.
Water broke.
You better get home right now.
That's right.
I want this baby out of me now.
Luckily, the radio station is just a mile from the hospital. We're good.
Well, and you live downtown, St. Joe's, right? So
yep.
It's not, wouldn't be. With traffic, clear out. If the phone goes off, we'll reschedule it for another time.
That's correct.
Josh also sits on the Real Help Foundation board, by the way. We have a golf outing coming up Friday, August 11th. Tee time at 8. Shotgun start at 9. Berrien Hills is the place. It's $75 a player. That would be $300 a team. And there's three different divisions, an all women's team. When men, you can't put on dresses to be on the all-women's team. An all-men's team, or my team is mixed for that. For more information, you can contact Sherry Houseman at the Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, 983-6375. Now that I've given out too many phone numbers. You can also donate raffle prizes if you want.
Yeah, we've been calling all week and trying to raise money. It's a great foundation.
Yeah. Is this your first baby?
This is my second baby.
Your second baby.
Yeah.
How old's the other one?
5, going to be 6. So okay. It kind of feels like starting over again. We're at Babies R Us and looking at all the safety stuff. And I thought, how did my daughter survive? Because I don't remember any of this.
Well, that's because they keep inventing new products.
Yep.
And so is she excited too, your daughter?
Yeah, she's super excited. She's like, I want to be a babysitter. I'm like, when you're a little older.
Yeah, just a little older.
Yeah.
So, and your wife is, let's see, we had one born in August, so I'm sure she's ready to be out of this heat.
She is.
Carrying those extra few pounds.
Yeah, super ready, like yesterday, last week.
Well, soon. Healthy baby, healthy mama, and hopefully a quick delivery.
Hopefully, that's what I keep telling her. I said, we'll go in the hospital, and 10 minutes later, we'll be holding the baby.
Our second one was the first one was not like the first one. Kristen was in the hospital. I was on the radio up in Grand Rapids, and I had to get off the air to go run to the hospital. And the doctor came in and said, I don't think you're really ready, but you can walk around the hall a little bit and we'll see. And she said some curse words when he left the room, started walking the hall. 15 minutes later, we had baby. She was like, he's coming out now. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
The joys that you and I don't get.
That's right.
So tell me about, since the last time you were on, about some of the sales and experiences you've had, because you had a lot of sales.
Yeah. Closed on 38 so far for 2017.
So your wife's ready for you to retire then?
No, she's not. No, in fact.
Well, that's not 76 sides necessarily either. 38 is, You got both sides.
Yeah, some of
those who don't know
sides.
If you're a real, if you're the listing realtor and somebody else is a selling realtor, you each get a side. So you could have 38 closings, but only have half the transaction.
Yeah, I wish it was the half, but a lot of times it's just one side.
But still, 38 is starting out to be a tremendous year for you.
Tremendous. Yeah, I beginning of the year I set a goal of 60. And I realized I was probably going to blow that away. So I upped my goal to 100, and that's, you know, I'm behind on my goal, but I'm going to, you know, I'm looking at like doing 74 for the year probably.
Well, still, I don't think you can complain.
No, I'm not complaining.
That will set you up for some awards at the end of the year next year at the Realtor Association Awards Dinner. And and of course, it provides for a lot of satisfied customers.
Yeah, that's the name of the game is helping people out and making people happy. And, you know, the business has grown so much. I've got a full-time assistant now, Casey Jones, who's doing a great job. And yeah, communicating with you.
She and I were emailing this morning. I don't know, Casey, but that's a long way out.
Right. Yep. She's doing her job, making sure the ball's rolling.
Yeah, that nothing gets missed. Balls get dropped. The I's dotted, the T's crossed, all that stuff. And that's a great thing for you, too. Lori Brink came on as my assistant a little earlier this year, and she has been a lifesaver.
Yeah, and she's been emailing me with the deals we have, and it's been great. And I like that, you know, communication gives you and I the opportunity to work with the other clients while, you know, our clients under a contract.
And nobody gets dropped.
Exactly.
Especially in this heat of the season, because we all can get too busy, and then all of a sudden we've dropped a ball.
Yep.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and talk about some of the listings you have and other things you got going on. We're talking to Josh Frazee from Remax by the Lake on Upton Drive in St. Joe. His email again is justlistwithjosh@gmail.com, and the cell phone is 269-757-2769. And unless the phone goes off and there's a new baby coming, and then I'll be back without Josh.
Okay.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Again, talking to Josh Frazee tonight, Remax by the Lake, Upton Drive in St. Joe, soon to be a new dad again, second child. Several five-star reviews, not hard to find. If you Google Josh Frazee, F-R-A-Z-E-E, Realtor, because I think there might be some other Josh Frazees in the country somewhere.
Yeah, not as cool as me, but...
No. Not as much experience as you either. Lots of closings, having a great year. Cell phone 757-2769. If you're looking to list or you're looking for him to show houses to you, email is justlistwithjosh@gmail.com. And a website where you can find his current listings, jfrazee.remax-michigan.com. And you've got a great little affordable starter home here in Niles for $199,000, 2805 South 13th Street. Again, in Niles Bungalow. Tell me about this house.
This house sits on just under an acre with a big garage, private setting, very up-and-coming neighborhood, beautiful newer homes around it. This house, I mean, I've gotten a lot of activity on it. And it, you know, it's a real convenient location. It's literally a 10-minute drive, and you're at the big mall there in Mishawaka.
Ah, so or a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah, Notre Dame fan, unfortunately.
No. No, well, it's for some. That's yeah. okay. It's okay yeah. for them. We'll allow it. Three bedrooms, one bath, 1,200 square feet. And it's also the kind of home, whether you're doing, I'm starter buying my first house, or kids are gone and we don't want a lot of maintenance anymore. I want to downsize, say, so I can do some traveling, or I just want a place up here for, you know, for the summers.
Yep.
This is a great price for that. $109.9 cash, conventional, FHA. This fits into the rural development neighborhoods.
Yes, it does.
VA, of course, as well. And cash always. I think I said that first, but
my sellers will not frown at cash.
No, they prefer hundreds to ones, but right. you know, homesteaded, 100% homesteaded. Property taxes are only, it's part of South County. They're just the property taxes are a little different. $1,035 a year. So, you know, this house payment on a 30-year fixed, for instance, if you were a first-time home buyer, is probably lower than your car payment.
Probably. It'd be a easy payment to make.
Yep. Anything else special you want to, or unique about the house? It does have forced air furnace and natural gas.
All newer and has a nice deck off the back.
Yeah, I could see. Is that the picture? That's the back that we're looking at on this picture.
Yeah, it's kind of the side back. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice deck. 1099. The address again is 2805 South 13th Street in Niles. And you can call Josh to see the house. You can see it online, of course, 757-2769. Or his email is just listwithjosh@gmail.com. You've got, this isn't vacant land in Galene. Oh, no. We've talked about this house before, haven't we?
No, nope, this is a different one. This is a different one. I sold the one in Galene that you were referring to.
That we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is one on 35 acres.
Wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful land. Real private setting. It's got horse stables and the whole kit caboodle. The house is really nice.
Address is 14561 Cleveland Avenue in Galene. The listing price is $389.9. Three bedrooms, two full baths, two bedrooms in the basement as well, and another bath in the basement as well. So 2,784, I can't talk, square feet, all levels, 1440 above grade. Only built in 1996. It's a bi-level, so that lower square footage does count. Unlike basements in a bi-level, that square footage counts. Cash and conventional only listing for this one. And, well, one of the reasons for that is, I mean, you could try and do it FHA or rural development if you want, but you got loan limits there.
Yeah, you're going to have to explain.
And folks say, hey, I want to buy a $400,000 house FHA. And I'm like, well, in this area, you're going to be limited to 272.5 or that ballpark, right, whatever the FHA limit is for the area. Weesaw Township is the house. Did you say 35 acres? Where does it say that on here?
30.
Yep, it says right there, 35 acres. Wow. And horse barns as well.
Yep, has an extra pole barn, even a chicken shack, and a nice big two-car attached garage.
I got a client for you.
Give him, tell him to call.
Well, he's looking at one and got acreage with a horse barn for their horses.
Yeah.
And Cassopolis is contingent, though, at this point, just so you know.
Okay.
389.9, the address is 14561 Cleveland Avenue in Galene. The property taxes are only $3,500. And when you're talking about, I get 35 acres along with the horses, the horse barns, along with the house, the pole barn, the stable, the storage shed, and a barn. Okay, so it's not just a house and a stable, it's a barn and a pole barn and a storage shed.
Yep.
And 35 acres, a lot of which looks to be wooded and just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful. If you're into deer hunting, there's some big deer in there. There are 2 acres of that 35 is swamp.
Ooh.
So if you're an outdoors person.
This is a phenomenal property.
Yeah, I want it, but my wife says no.
That's because she likes living in the city.
That's right. She likes sidewalks.
But the nice thing about that, you're just down Cleveland Avenue and into Galene. So
yeah.
I want to jump into New Buffalo. I want to drop down to 12. I want to drop down to the bypass.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or the toll road, or I want to jump over to 94. It's just not that far away from anywhere you want to be.
No.
And it's still got that nice private kind of setting.
When you drive up, to me, it seems closer to Sawyer than Galeen.
Yeah.
But just the way the lines are, and it's a Galeen address.
So. Oh, sure. It's kind of like I can live in Stevensville, but be in St. Joe schools.
Yeah.
I can live in and I can live in St. Joe and be in Lakeshore schools.
Yeah. And if you YouTube that address, I have a drone video you can watch.
Shows the whole 35 acres?
Yeah. It's, it's breathtaking, really.
All right, address again is 14561 Cleveland Avenue in Galeen. The listing price is $389.9. Josh's cell phone is 269-757-2769. Email justlistwithjosh@gmail.com, and you'll see all his listings at www.jfrazee.remax-michigan.com. Or, again, just Google Josh Frazee Realtor, and you come right up. We need to take another one of those business kind of breaks. Welcome back and talk about some other properties and other things you have going on. Next on Real Talk About Real Estate. Still no baby, right?
No baby. No baby.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Tonight on the show, it's Josh Frazee, part of the Remax by the Lake team on Upton Drive in St. Joe. Quite a busy office you guys have over there, and a continually growing team. Just list with Josh at gmail.com is his website. Cell phone is 269-757-2769. And the website is jfrazee.remax-michigan.com. Don't spell out hyphen. It's the line. It's halfway up. I'm just, you know, just in case to clarify. Let's step aside from some of the residential properties you have, because you've got several of those as well. But you've got some great vacant land with 6 acres down in Bridgman on Wildwood Drive.
Yeah, Wildwood is a private association. You get beach access. It's a little over 6 acres. There's a creek in the back.
It's on a ravine.
On a ravine.
Rolling hills.
Yeah.
Heavily wooded.
Yep. That subdivision is very private. You know, kids, we used to sneak out there and the melon heads and stuff. It's a great spot.
Nobody else ever snuck around when we were kids.
Right.
That never happened.
Yeah. No, it's a great beach. It's a nice private beach. Real close to the, you know, Lost Dunes golf course. And
well, and not only do you have, access to Lake Michigan, but there's a stream and a creek running through that 6 acres. And you still, you get that rural kind of setting feel. I'm in nature, but you still have broadband, cable, electric, and public water
utilities. Yeah.
You know, we're not going to see if this can perk so we can drop in a well.
Exactly. The city water, actually, the main runs on your side of the road, so it, you know, cheaper
to
tap.
So it's closer, it'd be fresher.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
The listing price is $183.9. The address is 0 Wildwood Drive in Bridgman. And property taxes right now are $1,765.57. But to be in a private community, have your own private access to beach that just the neighborhood association, you know, has access to is well worth it. Does say that there's some aerial photos and a survey already existing for this.
Yep. And it's been perked and everything.
So,
I mean, you're good.
Just a beautiful property. Again, 0 Wildwood Drive, Bridgman, Michigan, 49106. Listing price is $183.9. It's 6 acres with private deeded beach access. And Josh's phone number again is 757-2769. The email justlistwithjosh@gmail.com. And the website jfrazee.remax-michigan.com. You have also have a commercial listing. How'd you come to get a commercial listing? Friend of a friend of a family of a second twice removed.
I'm always prospecting and looking for new buyers and sellers. And this guy contacted me and I went out and looked it over and came up with a listing. It's in a great spot in New Buffalo, right off 12, 94 visible. It's a big, he uses it as a mechanic shop. He's wanting to retire.
Oh.
So it's actually in 2 different tax IDs. It'd be great for outdoor storage or anything like that.
The address is 10295 US 12, highway, of course, there in New Buffalo. The listing price is $269.9. And sitting on it right now, you've got 10 parking spaces. there's a clear picture of the building. It looks like it was, you know, a repair shop.
Yep.
With a two big tall style. It almost looks like you could get some really tall trucks up in there, too.
Yeah. It has a car lift in it. And
It's zoned commercial and residential both, right?
Yeah.
So that means, depending on your financing and your lender, that you could buy this. Is there enough acres there to put a house up to?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
I don't see where I'm looking. 127 feet of square footage. Oh, 1.7 acres, 1.69.
Yep.
Just I don't want somebody to come after me and say, hey, he said 1.7.
Right.
I want another tenth of an acre.
Yeah.
1.69 acres. So, and commercial, manufacturing, service, and that being close to 94 on US 12,
yeah.
I would expect over the next few years we're going to continue to see some development growth right along there.
Yeah.
You know, especially with the casino,
yes,
and some of the other land, and the redoing of 12 right in that stretch off of 94.
Yep, it's right off exit 4.
Josh's phone number again, if you're interested in taking a look at this commercial / residential property, 10295 US 12 in New Buffalo. Listing price is $269.9, is 757-2769. Email justlistwithjosh@gmail.com. And the website is jfrazy.remax-michigan.com. What else do you want to talk about today? Because you've got a dozen listings. Now, how many of your listings are currently under contract?
Oh, man. I've got 12 pending sales going on right now, waiting to close. Yeah. So I think 3 of those are my listings.
Wow.
And I've got, you know, I just went and looked at a beautiful home in Buchanan. I'll be listing
Tell me about that one. I mean, it's coming.
Yeah. The best way I can explain to you is if Pinterest and HGTV got together and you boosted some steroids into that stuff, because this house has it all. It has the barn doors, the granite countertops,
wow,
hardwood floors, a master suite that just makes your knees tremble when you see it. It has a big walk-in shower and walk-in closet.
What kind of square footage? Bedrooms,
baths? It's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,500 square feet, sits on just under an acre, like 0.94 is what it's at. It's on Main Street in Buchanan, which is out in, you know, the country setting.
Yeah.
Wooded lot.
Yeah.
Maybe a mile from Redbud. So,
ooh.
So this weekend would have been fun living there.
Well, you could have made some money. Parking.
Right, right.
Yeah, you could use my bathroom. That'll be $100.
Yeah. So that one was fun to see. It was exciting. I can't wait to get that on the market and start advertising that.
One of the New England Patriots was at Redbud this week.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen pictures.
Was there, did you see in the paper or saw pictures on Facebook?
Yep, seen pictures on Facebook. That's where, you know, you get your news.
Too busy.
You know?
It's not that I'm not on Facebook, but I tend to go, who had a baby?
Right.
Those kind of things. Who moved?
Yeah.
Who's buying it? Who's got their house listed for sale that I need to talk to?
Yeah.
We'll take another quick break and take care of some business. Be back in just a moment. We're talking with Josh Frazee from Remax by the Lake. Offices are on Upton Drive in St. Joe, but Josh covers all of Southwest Michigan, of course. Plenty of 5-star reviews online. JustListWithJosh@gmail.com is the email address. His cell phone is 269-757-2769. And the website is www.jfrazy.remax-michigan.com.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. National Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate, talking with Josh Frazee from RE/MAX by the Lake. Upton Drive in St. Joe is where the offices are at. Josh covers, as well as we saw from, who was it, Zena, who wrote, "You Are the Man in Harbor Country," even. And, of course, you've lived in Niles or Buchanan before as well.
Bridgman.
And Bridgman, and some house flipping in those areas, too, and contracting before you got into real estate. 45 closings in the past year. 12 under contract currently. Cell phone is 757-2769. Email is justlistwithjosh@gmail.com. And you need to call Josh because his wife's about to have their second child. And
I need to pay for diapers and
that's
food.
The point where the wife goes, you need to go move some more houses and get some other people, families established in their homes because.
Yeah, this baby's cost me a lot of money already and she's not born yet.
Is it a she?
It's a girl. Yeah, I'll have two girls. So I'm a little stressed out.
Okay, you got to set aside for college and weddings.
Yeah, college and weddings, My financial advisor guy has been tightening the belt on me.
Well, that's a good thing. You'd have to do you'd look really wonderful if you were wearing your mom's wedding dress at your wedding.
That's right.
It's still in style.
Or just, train them, you don't need to get married, you're fine. Boys are bad.
Yeah, boys are bad. No, you can't date my daughter until I see your 401k and your credit score.
That's right, yeah. Last 2 years of your employment history. And
just because you're driving a BMW doesn't mean you aren't racked up in debt to the hilt to get that car.
That's right.
But I've been growing and just having a phenomenal year this year. You started building a team. Is it Caitlin?
Casey.
Casey
Jones is our full-time
driving
assistant.
That train.
Yep, that's right.
Casey Jones, okay.
Yep. She's been doing a great job communicating with everybody, making sure the clients are taken care of and, all the title work and everything's ordered and working with the lenders and keeping me informed and keeping my busy schedule organized. And then,
especially with a baby coming because your schedule is about to get real crazy.
Yeah. This morning I came into the office. I come into the office real early to just review my emails and kind of get that routine going before, I start calling people and everything else. And I realized that, my wife had a doctor's appointment this morning.
Got to turn around, go back.
So 9 this morning, I left the office and went to the doctor's office and got the news that, we're close. Yeah, we're close.
The phone hasn't gone off yet. But it's right in front of you. If it goes, I'll just keep talking about you.
Hopefully good things after I leave.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and then we added.
You're adding somebody else as well?
Yeah, we got Eris Kubash, a realtor. She's energetic and very helpful and just eager to help anybody out. She's been working hard and she joined me about 2 weeks ago and she's already got one under contract and is working under on some other deals. So
hey, what's her background?
She graduated high school and then went and got an associate's degree in business and works for Lakeland right now and doing real estate part-time and learning the business and growing. So
as Lars is mentoring you, you're mentoring.
Yeah.
This is just building for the future.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to, RE/MAX is trying to take over the world here. So.
Yeah. Let's see. That's Hudson Hawk. I got a new goal.
Yeah.
I'm going to take over the world. Either that or it's Pinky in the Brain and I got confused.
Yeah. Either one. It's fine.
It was when my boys, because, let's see, 18, 26, 28 now. We just had fun cartoons when they were, as opposed to the standard Roadrunner stuff, you're too young, that I grew up with, four TV stations.
Right.
Well, there were only four TV stations. Now, you know, you get to reintroduce folks back to, you know, some of the classic things we grew up with and go, hey, kids, no, don't watch that. Watch this over here.
Yeah, I was trying to get my daughter to watch Tom and Jerry the other day. And
she wasn't having
it. It's nothing like the brand new Alvin and the Chipmunks. That's her new.
Right. You know, or so. Dora.
Yeah, Dora. Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. So what's the plans for the rest of the year in terms of how your team works together and where you go with it?
So, you know, right now we have the emergency plan of when I get that phone call.
They're taking care of it
and they're
while you take care of your wife.
Bathroom. You know, being a realtor, you don't get paid time off and stuff like that. If you don't work, you don't sell, you lose money.
Right. It's the same thing on our side.
Yeah. So that's, you know, I want to make sure things are in place for, you know, I'm having a baby. It doesn't mean, you know, Mr. Buyer, Mr. Seller isn't taken care of.
No, because those things don't stop.
No, those things don't stop. Up,
people, you know, people got to close.
Yep. So, you know, we got things in place to where the business keeps moving and growing and we keep having happy buyers and happy sellers because that's ultimately, you know, our goal. And then we want to expand our business to where, you know, it's not just 7-8 closings a month. If we can have 14, 15 a month, that'd be great.
Wow. So. Yeah, I'm trying to average about 10 a month.
That's hard.
It is hard because you get so busy that it's hard without a good team around you.
Yeah.
You know, and we've just expanded. I've got a growing team as well that really helps you be able to do the other things that generate new business and client referrals, as it were, and without any balls getting dropped somewhere else. And we all take a little cut in pay because of that to bring other people on board.
Yes,
we're paying them.
Yep.
But in the long run, every customer gets taken care of better. Everybody, you know, if I'm having a bad day, Lori's having a good day.
right.
It's the same thing with Casey and you.
Yep. Up until recently, you know, now I had to bring my phone with me everywhere I go because my wife may be having a baby. So
no, there's no maybe. She is having a baby.
Just when, you know, and I always know it's going to be.
I'm 9 months. Forget it. I'm not having this baby anymore.
It's going to be in the middle while I'm in a showing or in a listing appointment. So
that would be so exciting for a home buyer, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm about to have a big hospital bill here. Can you make an offer?
No, I mean, gosh, could you? Let's make a decision now because my wife called, the water broke. We're going to have a baby. I got to go to the hospital. What do you think?
Right. Yeah. Here. No pressure. But I mean, on the same hand, when my wife wasn't pregnant, I never brought my phone with me because it would just constantly ring and text messages.
And you and your wife and your daughter were taking care of, we're separating as family time.
Right. Exactly. So I always made sure I could devote all my time to that client without any interference so I can be there to answer questions. And my business has grown to where I can't be at two places at the same time if I'm with a listing appointment or a buyer. So that's why, you know, I brought on Aris and it's been working out great.
That move from, for instance, my goal is 60 a year to 100 a year, it requires that.
Yep.
You know, because you just can't be everywhere. The past 3 weeks, I know in my office continually, I have set some answering messages, not the recorded kind, but the you're calling in and I slide the bar up and go, I'm in a board meeting. I'm with a client. I'm in a closing. I'm on the phone. You know?
Yep.
I mean, trying to be specific enough to say there's a reason I can't answer the phone right now. And then you get back to them as soon as you can. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think, I mean, especially in this market, it's hard on buyers because literally things sell in hours.
Yeah.
And I want to, you know, I'd hate somebody lose on a deal because I was on a listing appointment.
Is it a baby?
No, that's another realtor. Putting an offer on a house of mine.
Well, then I think it's time that we should wrap up and you should go take that call and sell another house and make your wife and baby happy.
Right.
And your daughter, too. And Casey. And I'm sorry, who is the?
Aris.
Aris.
Yep.
Aris, Casey, and Josh. I like this. This sounds like a law firm almost. Josh Frazee, Remax by the Lake, having a great year, and we'll take very good care of you. The cell phone number is 269-757 2769. His email is justlistwithjosh@gmail.com. And the website is jfrazy.remax-michigan.com. And here's to a short labor for your wife and a healthy wife and a healthy baby here in the next day or so.
I appreciate it, and I know she does too.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying homes in Southwest Michigan. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. Real Talk About Real Estate will be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.